If you're less than a million, getting the business to a million, in fact, having a path to a million is absolutely imperative. But once you get it to a million, the game begins to shift. There's enough fuel in the tank that then your shift begins to go not from a million to two, but actually a million to three. And I can tell you, the growth accelerates. And this is backed by data from Club Capital as well with their clients, that when you get it to, there are benefits to scale. There are benefits to getting the business over $1 million in revenue. And the amount of times that I've seen people go from a million to 2 million, they get their second $1 million in revenue in sometimes 25% or even less time than it took them to get their first million.
What if you could step out of the day-to-day and see your business from a whole new perspective? Welcome to Above the Business, where we empower you to rise above the daily grind and embrace a higher way of business ownership. Get ready to build your business by design.
Are you an agency owner looking to better understand your financials and take charge of your tax bill? Well, Club Capital is here to help. As the largest accounting and advisory firm for insurance agency owners in the country, they are way more than your everyday run-of-the-mill CPA. Club Capital provides financial, CFO, and tax advisory services that help you plan and forecast your financial success. You'll meet every month to review your agency's financial performance, the difference between your profit and actual cash flow, along with helping you better understand your bottom line. Visit club.capital to book a solution overview with one of our business consultants. Club Capital, way more than a CPA firm.
Hey, everyone. Well, over the last few weeks, we have been going through a model that I'll ultimately share with all of you, how all of the episodes over the last several weeks and even a couple months come together to form one model, which we call the Rainmaker to Architect model. More on that in the next few weeks. But on your journey from going from being the rainmaker to becoming the architect of your business, that is a whole journey in and of itself. Well, anytime you embark upon a journey, there are some milestones that you can achieve along the way. And specifically, we believe that there are five milestones of becoming the architect of your business, things that you can tangibly check off on your journey. And so starting this week and over the next 5 weeks, I'm going to be walking you through each one of those milestones. Now, let me share with you the acronym for these milestones we actually use is SCALE. I want to give full credit to AI and helping me to come up with that acronym. This, let me kind of harken you back, take you back at the time of this recording in spring of 2025. It was roughly a little over a year ago. I was on someone else's podcast. I was doing some podcast guesting. It was one of our marketing strategies. And at the end of that podcast, the podcast host said, "By the way, I have to ask, how do you know when you've become the architect of your business?" Now, I wish I could tell you that I had some elaborate, elegant answer, but the reality was I was kind of winging the answer. And that gnawed at me for a really long time. And so over the next several months, I began kind of in quiet with my own thinking time that I was having to try to begin to figure out, what does it actually look like? Is it only conceptual in nature of becoming the architect of your business? Is that both an identity, but there's there also some things that you can kind of begin to check off? And at the end of the day, I started off with several. I started writing certain things down. What did I personally want in my own journey? What have I, more importantly, been able to see with other business owners in their journeys? What are some of the commonalities? And so I ended up settling on five. And that those five use the acronym SCALE. And again, full credit to AI with that. When I created the five and finally settled on the five, and I started to get some feedback from some people close to me around those five and loaded it into AI. And the very first output it gave me was S-C-A-L-N-E. And over the next 5 weeks, we're going to walk through every single one of those, what each one of those letters means and why that is a milestone on your journey from going from being a rainmaker to architect. And so in today's very first one, milestone is the S. And S stands for sustainable revenue. Here's reality. 96% of small businesses never see their 10th birthday. And 91%, 91%, but I've also seen some statistics, depending on where you're pulling it from, 96% of businesses also don't cross $1 million in top line revenue. Now, first of all, let's acknowledge there is a little bit of vanity reasons to say personally, to say like, hey, I've got $1 million business. It produces $1 million in annual revenue. There's no question about that. There's something about that as a pretty big milestone to be able to hit. There's a company out there that is big in the software world. Many of you may not be familiar with it, but it's called ClickFunnels. I mean, they do close to $100 million. It's in marketing. It's a marketing and sales funnel software is basically what it is. And they have an award that is called the 2 Comma Club Award, which basically signifies that you've sold $1 million in your funnel. And so they create a whole award ceremony around that annually, et cetera. And so it's a lot of people you'll see maybe posting online that they've won these 2 Comma Club Awards or, you know, $10 million awards that's out there. So there's no question that this idea of getting the business to $1 million has some recognition to the fact that, hey, I've got a $1 million business, and there's no doubt about it. And over the next couple of weeks, I'm going to talk about actually, well, it's not just enough to get it to that point, but it also matters what you do in addition to that. And so we'll build upon that next week specifically. So it is important to be able to get the business to $1 million. And that is absolutely, we want to signify there's really, unless you're an accounting company, if you work with Club Capital, maybe they would be able to notice and say that you got it to $1 million. But what we want to do in our community, we want to celebrate the fact that you got the business to a major milestone that a lot of business owners to be able to aspire to. Now, is that enough? Again, no, we'll talk about it in addition to that. And so I really have talked about this on the podcast before, but I think there's really kind of two phases. There's the phase of 300,000 to $1 million. And so if you're less than $1 million, getting the business to $1 million, in fact, having a path to $1 million is absolutely imperative. But once you get it to $1 million, the game begins to shift. There's enough fuel in the tank that then your shift begins to go not from $1 million to two, but actually $1 million to three. And I can tell you, working with small business owners over again, the growth accelerates. And this is backed by data from Club Capital as well with their clients, that when you get it to, there are benefits to scale. There are benefits to getting the business over $1 million in revenue. And the amount of times that I've seen people go from $1 million to $2 million, they get their second $1 million in revenue in sometimes 25% or even less time than it took them to get their first $1 million. I'm going to say that again. I've got a few situations. There's one in particular that comes to mind. It took him 15 years to get the business to $1 million in annual revenue. It took him less than 4 to go from $1 million to two. That is one of the also benefits to getting the business to $1 million. But not to mention the simple fact that 91%, maybe even higher percentage of businesses never get it to that milestone. And so acknowledging that and being able to say, look, my journey is not finished. Of course it's not. But to put a milestone out there and say, let me go get this thing to $1 million. And if I'm at $1 million, now let me turn my attention to be able to go get it to $3 million. That has been absolutely a game changer for our community. We rolled this out last October with our small business owners. And we actually now tangibly give what we call the Rainmaker to Architect Award. And that award has a base to it, and you can achieve each one of these literal milestones that allow you to actually, it slides in and out of the base. And so what we want our members to be able to do is that they feel like they can actually check off each one of these milestones along their journey. So in this week, we talked about in our acronym of SCALE, the SCALE milestones is what we call them. This week, sustainable revenue. Let's get the business to $1 million. Get the business to $1 million, then we begin to turn our attention to three. Yes, there are absolutely vanity reasons and something fulfilling about getting it there. But then once we get it there, the journey continues and we begin to get it on our way to three. And the second part of it is there's actual benefits to scale, backed by some data from Club Capital, that economies of scale start to begin to happen. And the amount of times that I've seen people be able to go and get their second $1 million in revenue, and oftentimes 25% of the time it took them to get their first $1 million, has happened over and over and over again. That first million is always the hardest. All right, everyone, next week, we'll pick up with the milestone in scale of C. We'll pick up from there and we'll continue on. I hope you're enjoying these series. We'll continue on the path of going from being rainmaker to architect. All right, everyone, till next episode, lead well and go be great.
You know how important it is to develop yourself and to develop your team. Well, if you're going to do that, you want to do it with the best. Work with Coach P Consulting to learn and implement the same strategies that he used to sell over 700 life policies in 2021 alone. You'll get personalized coaching 2 times a week and an in-depth look at how his office is run, and Coach P will train your team alongside his own. Get your first month free when you mention the Club Capital Leadership Podcast during sign up. Visit CoachPConsulting.com to get started.